the distinction between procedural errors and substantive errors are not really that clear. Even courts have had problems figuring that one out. But the Supreme Court, way back in 1982 in the Rowley decision, essentially made that distinction between procedures and substance. The procedures tend to be the what and the when. The substance tends to be the content, what's in the IEP. The easiest to get are the procedural errors, because IDEA has all those process things we have to do. We have to meet the state timelines. We have to have all the components in the IEP. We have to field an appropriate IEP team. Those are clearly procedural errors. But there's going to be other errors that are procedural, but they're such important procedures, like including the components in the IEP, that if you don't do that, you've also committed a substantive error. If you don't complete the assessment in accordance with procedures, clearly that's a procedural error. But because the assessment also underlies everything else that comes after it in the IEP, that's also going to affect the content. So that has usually been considered by courts to be a substantive error. If we don't field an appropriate IEP team, which is a procedural error, that can also affect the quality of a child's education, which would be a substantive error. School districts will likely be found to have violated the FAPE requirement of IDEA. Sometimes process errors become substantive errors.